is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A last-minute crisis in the Gaza peace deal? That's the claim this morning from the Middle East. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
In a statement, a spokesman for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused Hamas of trying to, quote, extort last-minute concessions. It said the Israeli cabinet will not convene until the mediators notify Israel that Hamas has accepted all elements of the ceasefire deal. Hamas denied it has reneged.
President Biden took a jab at his successor during last night's farewell address from the Oval Office.
We need to amend the Constitution to make clear that no president is immune from crimes that he or she commits while in office. The president's power is not limited. It's not absolute. And it shouldn't be.
He hands over the reins to Donald Trump Monday. Firefighters still struggling to contain the wildfires that have devastated the Los Angeles area. Winds are expected to give an assist when they die down today. Meantime, we're learning more about preparation for the fires and lack thereof. CBS's Charlie DeMar.
CBS News has confirmed that as the Palisades fire started on the morning of January 7th, only 19 fire engines were pre-deployed to the area. It's unclear how many, if any, were sent to the first neighborhood on fire. Hours passed before officials sent out this notice to bring in off-duty firefighters.
A federal judge holds a trial today to decide whether Rudy Giuliani has to give up his Florida condo and his personalized Yankees World Series rings to two Georgia elections workers who won a $148 million defamation award against him. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Florida has a strict homestead exemption law. You can't lose a primary residence to civil damages. The question for the court is whether Palm Beach is Giuliani's primary residence.
An 11-year-old black girl handcuffed by police in Syracuse, New York.
Not her.
Back to my car, okay?
Wait, can I?
Video shows officers detaining the child after they mistook her for a suspect in a car theft six blocks away because she was wearing a similar outfit. Her mother says her daughter is traumatized.
She no longer wants to walk to and from school anymore. That was the only freedom she had, and it's now gone.
Sheriff's office says it did not notify the girl's parents. TikTok users are thumbing their noses over the possibility of an imminent ban. They're mocking national security concerns, one posting a video of an AI-generated image of a Chinese military officer with Whitney Houston singing in the background. It's up to the Supreme Court to decide whether the app stays or goes on Sunday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The Racine Family YMCA announced yesterday the appointment of Tamara Coleman as their new chief executive officer. Coleman previously led the Shalom Center in Kenosha, the 148-year-old Racine organization, which operates multiple facilities in Racine County, selected Coleman after a search process conducted with neighboring YMCAs. After a month of tech problems, Racine Unified is finally bringing its schools back online this week. The outages, which started in mid-December, impacted internet and IT systems. As schools return to normal operations, the district hasn't said what the problem was. Earlier this week, the RUSD board voted to put a $190 million referendum question on the April ballot. A trial starts today for a 13-year-old boy accused of attempting to enter a Kenosha school with fake guns. It's in juvenile court with a judge determining the outcome. The teen, not being named, allegedly went into Roosevelt Elementary with fake guns to scare kids. The charge is making a terroristic threat. The trial is expected to take a couple of days. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A Packers coach has a job interview. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Green Bay Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley has been invited by the New York Jets to interview for their head coaching position. How did the Packers defense perform under Hafley? Matt LaFleur.
You make the necessary adjustments and you put your guys in position, and then ultimately those guys got to go out there and execute. And I thought Hafley did an outstanding job, and it's not just Haf, it's our entire defensive staff did a really good job with that.
Mike McCarthy interviewed last night with the Chicago Bears. NBA. The Bucks with a win at home, 122-93 over the Orlando Magic. Giannis with 26 points. Damian Lillard led with 30.
You know, one of the main things was pace. Just seeing it on film and seeing how much better my rhythm to the game is and my timing and just my movements are when I get the ball up the floor with pace. It's good for our team, but it's also been good for me.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 35 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 40. Could see a few flurries by late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Then hang on. It's going to get really cold as we head into next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
I'm moving a little slow tonight. I had a Hot Pocket for dinner.
I buy the Hot Pockets. I go in grocery stores. I'm like, oh, I'll get these. I've never eaten a Hot Pocket and then afterwards been, I'm glad I ate that. I'm always like, I'm gonna die. I paid for that? Did I eat it or rub it on my face? My back hurts. Oh. I was looking at a box of Hot Pockets. They have a warning printed on the side. It said, warning, you just bought Hot Pockets. Hope you're drunk or heading home to a trailer.
Hot Pockets.
Never really see that on a menu when you go out to dinner. You know, let's see, I'll have the Caesar salad and the Hot Pocket. Tonight's specials, we have a sea bass, which is broiled, and we have a Hot Pocket, which is cooked in a dirty microwave. Is your Hot Pocket cold in the middle? It's frozen. But it can be served boiling lava hot. Will it burn my mouth? It'll destroy your mouth. Everything will taste like rubber for a month. All of the Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket!
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, I say go, go, go.
Say goodbye, I say hello. Hello. Mystery Tour. Hello, goodbye. You know, I never saw that. It was actually not a movie in theaters. It was a TV production in England, The Magical Mystery Tour. I saw photos from it, but I never actually got to see it. I think it runs less than an hour. I'm sure you can get it on DVD or streaming or someplace like that. I know it was on DVD, but I don't know who's streaming that. Hello, goodbye. The Beatles. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN at 610. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me today. Get a load of this weather forecast. It's all over the place. Cloudy today with a high near 36. That's good. Cloudy lows 24 tonight. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 42. I think you're ready for this. Saturday, sunny with a temperature falling into the teens. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 9. So we're going Friday with a high of 42 to Sunday with a high near 9. Something's happening there. I don't know what it is, but don't you pine for the days of summer, huh? With Mungo Jerry in the summertime. It's 6:11. Coming up later on, we're going to be talking about the Staying Safe from the Racine Traffic Safety Commission. This is an important program that is being brought back. We'll talk about that after 7 o'clock. Here's Mungo.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up. The sky when the weather's fine. You got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you put down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We please when the weather's fine. We go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy. Life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da. Da 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 da,
alright,
da 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 da.
About the cold. Some will complain about the heat. Complain about everything. We are a bunch of grumblers, aren't we? It's 6:15, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. You know, most trends don't age well, but some are more harmful than others. Like 15 years ago, there were people who wasted years of their lives planking, literally everywhere. Remember planking? You just lay down flat like a plank, you on a roof of a car, on a shelf, everywhere. People on social media were talking about the modern trends that everyone will forget and regret in about 10 years, like putting their whole lives on the internet, filming kids' worst moments for the internet, getting advice from TikTok influencers instead of actual experts, giving their children unfettered access to the technology and the internet, parents allowing children to run the show. When did we get so soft? Giving kids really terrible names, people letting go of their privacy, over-reliance on AI, and people painting their walls gray. Now, that last one I take umbrage with, because we just had our bathroom redone. And we painted the walls gray. Very, very light gray. It's almost hard to notice, but I can't imagine that. We'll see in 10 years if I don't like the color gray on my wall. Hey, good morning, 6:16, local news time. Let's hit to WRGN. Please help the victims of the devastating fires in California. You'll find an easy way to donate to Convoy of Hope at our website, civicmedia.us. You know, I was listening, and, you know, we're not thinking about some of these things people need. When they ran out of their homes, they ran out with the clothes on their back. They had nothing to wear. So all their clothes are gone, except for what they were wearing. So Convoy of Hope will make sure people have clothing. They'll have what they need to get their lives back in gear again. Could you imagine walking out of your house to go to the store and coming back and everything you owned was gone? That's what it's like. So that's why we have that up there. Again, you can help the victims of the devastating fires in California. Just find that easy way to donate, Convoy of Hope, at our website, civicmedia.us. Thank you.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for some fun indoor entertainment, given the frigid temperatures on the way, here are some movies that might interest you. There continues to be no shortage of horror films, and if that is your genre of choice, check out a new take on the age-old classic Wolfman, starring Julia Garner of Ozark fame. Also opening in wide release is the comedy One of Them Days, starring Kiki Palmer and musical artist SZA, which tells the story of two roommates scrambling to pull rent money together. At the time of this reading, the film is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, and SZA's acting chops have impressed critics. Coleman Domingo's role continues. The film Sing Sing will be re-released this weekend. And if you happen to be incarcerated, you're in luck as well. The film will be playing in correctional facilities all across America, and that makes sense since Sing Sing tells the story of teaching rehabilitation through the arts and has almost a perfect audience and critic score on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
They had one other hit song after that. It was called Jimmy Loves Marianne. They can find that. We must have it here somewhere. Jimmy Loves Marianne. It was a good song. Wasn't that major hit, but it was good. 6:23, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You like pizza? A pizza place in England added Hawaiian pizza to their menu, but the owners think pineapple on pizza is a crime, so they're charging $120 for it. All the other pizzas on the menu, $15.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirt of loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day.
Thank you. When Cupid shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
Buddy Holly and the Crickets, that'll be the day. It's 6:25, make it 6:26 now at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. A poll found 48% of workers, nearly half in 2025, sometimes text a coworker sitting right next to them to talk to them. Young people most likely to do it. I have done it in the house. My wife has done it too. She's texted me from one room to the other. What happened to the good old art of yelling across the room so you can hear each other? We're looking for, what are we looking for today? Cloudy with a high near 36. Cloudy tonight. Lows 24. Partly sunny tomorrow. Highs near 42. Here's Elvis, Kentucky Rain.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. For a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long. My love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down. And up ahead's another town. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you a photograph to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes,
Elvis, Kentucky rain. Would have been 90 this week. Whoa. Imagine Elvis. And I can't imagine. You know, when you die young, he died in his 40s. When you die young, that's what we'll picture you as for the rest of eternity, because we can't picture any other age. So when you get somebody who died that young, that's the way they'll always look to us. Hey, you know, you can listen to many of the interviews we've done here in the morning by checking out the nearly 300 podcasts at WRJN.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just look under Don Rosen Show, and they'll all be there, okay? All right. How mad would you be if you bought this and then gave it away? A family in Michigan did a white elephant gift exchange for Christmas this year, and one of the gifts was a lottery ticket that ended up hitting for $500,000. Half million. 25-year-old Emily Hickox got the ticket, but not until after the exchange was over. You see, she got a flashlight her dad bought, and he wanted it back, so they swapped. Her cousin bought the ticket. Emily says she is sharing some of the money with them and with her dad. Let me ask you something, to be honest. Would you share? I would. Give him a little bit. Yeah, here's 10 bucks. I mean, what would you do? It's 6:30. Let's check news this morning. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a call for some civic-minded people in parts of Racine County. Two positions on the Racine County Board are up for grabs, one in District 14, the other 18. The opening gives an opportunity for people living in those districts to get involved. Those ultimately selected would serve through April of next year. Applications are due by the 31st, with more about the openings on the county's website. Closing arguments are happening today in the trial connected to the shooting death of a Racine bar owner. Abdullah Rashada is accused of fatally shooting Billy Petty at Reruns Lounge on New Year's Day 2023. Prosecutors have argued that Rashada is guilty of first-degree intentional homicide. His attorneys claim the shooting was self-defense and the defense of others. The jury is expected to hear closing arguments today, with deliberations possibly starting as well. And one down, a few more dozen to go. The first building in the former Kenosha Chrysler site opened with a ceremony this week. That facility will house Lakeview Technology Academy. They're moving from a location in Pleasant Prairie. It's all part of the Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood, a project transforming the former industrial area. The school opens officially next week. The other building you see being built there now is called an innovation center. That'll house a place for startups, entrepreneurs, and job training efforts. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Recently, if you've been paying attention to the markets, you may have noticed that soybean prices saw a jump. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and joining me is John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, and he's explaining why we saw this increase in price.
So that was one of the big things hit in the bean oil industry, was the fact that they were bringing this used cooking oil in as an import. Now, that wouldn't be able to be have the tax credit for it, so soybean oil prices exploded, picking up almost $6 per hundredweight in the last 3, 4, 5 days, and that was one of the reasons we saw the big jump in soybean prices, is the fact that here's one of the products going to have had good value added to it, and the people who crush beans and make oil, you know, obviously see the value there, therefore raising the price of soybeans as well.
Heinberg says that this was a welcome change to the market prices compared to what was seen at the end of 2024. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up seed treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. The USDA wants to remind producers that enrollment for safety net programs for ARC and PLC start on January 21st and for DMC start on January 29th. Grassworks wants to remind everyone that registration is still open for their 33rd annual grazing conference. This conference will take place from January 23rd through 25th at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Also, Pierce County Meats out of Ellsworth, Wisconsin has issued a voluntary Class 2 recall for packaged, ready-to-eat meat products. This comes after it was found that wheat was in some products and it was not on the label. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 35 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 40. Could see a few flurries by late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Then hang on. It's going to get really cold as we head into next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
My favorite holiday is April Fool's Day. And some people try and bring me down and say it's not even a holiday. I think that's the greatest holiday there is because the way it's structured. Because on April Fool's Day, you play a prank on a friend of yours, and then you yell the name of the holiday at them. You guys feel me on that, right? I don't see why we don't celebrate every holiday like that. Like, who set fire to my mailbox? Happy Valentine's Day! You're the one! This romance, plain and simple.
Sun's rising, the coffee's burning. It wouldn't be morning without Don Rosen. WRJN.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue.
Playing at the Genesee Theater. I forget when the date is, but I just saw that recently they added that to their menu of artists. All right, looks good. 6:38, local news, Tamla's hit to WRJN. Cloudy, high near 36 today. Cloudy, lows around 24 tonight. Partly sunny, highs near 42 tomorrow. That's right, 42. Becoming sunny, but temperatures falling to 19 on Saturday. Partly sunny with a high only near 9 on Sunday. Yikes. Cloudy, 25 degrees. So 25 sounds warm, too. Here at Radio Park. This is odd, but true. When David Schwimmer was only 18 years old, he worked as a process server for his mother, who was a divorce lawyer. And one of the people he served with divorce papers was Rod Stewart. Odd, but true. Yeah. 6:39, local news channels hit Soul Survivors. Expressway to your heart.
I've been trying to get to you for a long time. Cause constantly you've been on my mind. I was thinking about a shortcut I could take, but it seems like I made a mistake. But I was wrong.
Ooh, it took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. You fellas started to shower. You with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction on the expressway. to love, I got caught in the rush hour. This fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
Express Radio Heart 641, local news, timeless hit to WRJN. Remember the good old days when you brought your laptop into Starbucks, sat down, started working on your computer? Well, that's all over. Starbucks is closing its doors to non-paying customers. They released a new code of conduct saying that their cafes, including restrooms and patios, are for customers only. Also bans vaping and panhandling. I don't think I've ever been to a Starbucks. I don't drink coffee. I know they have other things there, too, but I don't think I've ever been inside a Starbucks before. 642, local news, timeless hits. Looking for cloudy weather today with a high near 36. Molly's melting. Right now, cloudy, 25 degrees here at Radio Park. Roger McGuinn and the Birds, turn, turn, turn.
Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn.
Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Well, this is kind of a sad story. You may have heard this in the news. A 53-year-old French woman was scammed out of $850,000 by AI photos of Brad Pitt. She thought he loved her, and she was paying for his kidney cancer treatment. She realized last summer it was a scam when she saw pictures of Brad and his real girlfriend. She had to be hospitalized for severe depression. She said, I ask myself why they chose me to do such harm like this. I've never harmed anyone. Isn't that a sad story? There are real, you know, really lousy human beings out there that would do something like this. There's a lot of good ones, but there are some lousy ones. But I never understand how people fall for these scams. $850,000 because she thought Brad Pitt was in love with her? If Brad Pitt was in love with her, I wouldn't give him $850,000. Doesn't she think Brad Pitt can pay for his own kidney operation? Oh, man, I feel so terrible for those people. 646, local news, timeless hits.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? It seems impossible to find them. Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Thank you.
WCR, Proud Mary, 6:52 local news. Time to sit to WRJN. Cloudy, highs near 36 today. I can't remember hearing that in a while. Cloudy, lows around 24 tonight. Partly sunny, highs near 42 tomorrow. The big melt. But get ready, it's coming. Sunshine on Saturday, temps falling to 19 Sunday. Partly sunny with a high near 9. Cloudy and 25 degrees right now here at Radio Park. Robert De Niro, still acting. He must be in his 80s. Anyway, he's competing real-life mob bosses. He's playing both roles in a new movie called The Alto Knights. He plays a mob boss Vito Genovese and Frank Costello. Hits theaters in March. I love De Niro. I can't wait to see this. He's best when he's doing some kind of gangster movie, isn't he? Boys, 6:55, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Back in 2023, Hyundai was working on a revolutionary new car that can drive sideways and spin. Now, at that time, they said it's going to be out in 2025, so I've never seen it before, but we got the whole year to wait for it, huh? 6:56, WRJN with Neil Sedaka, Laughter in the Rain.
Ooh.
Sedaka, what a performer and writer he was. He was on King of Queens on one episode. Arthur, played by Jerry Stiller, said Neil Sedaka was one of his pen pals. And he used to get letters from Neil Sedaka. At the end of the show, there's Neil Sedaka reading a letter from Arthur. It's 6:59, local news, time to say to WRJN. Here's someone who never lost her sense of humor. A 65-year-old woman in England knew she had terminal cancer, so before she passed away last fall, she planned her own funeral. She hired a flash mob to dance to the Queen song, Another One Bites the Dust. Her friend said it was so her to do something like that. 7 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check news from CBS.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A monkey wrench just thrown into a long-awaited ceasefire agreement intended to bring about a hostage release in Gaza. Team coverage begins with reporter Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
The ceasefire has not yet been approved by the Israeli cabinet, with the prime minister's office saying that Hamas is trying to extort last-minute concessions and that the cabinet will not meet until Hamas approves the whole deal. Hamas denied it has reneged.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Many people around the world are skeptical. In London,
I mean, it's great that it's stopped, but has it?
Many Israelis don't have confidence it will hold.
I don't trust that they will bring back the other hostages, so we are getting 33, but what about the others?
Others, too, believe it was just a necessary pause.
I think it was the only thing to do.
It's one of the biggest dilemmas, choosing between bad and the worst.
Even if the deal is implemented by both sides, it would require further negotiations before there is a lasting ceasefire and complete hostage release.
An Oval Office goodbye from President Biden.
I'm so proud of how much we've accomplished together for the American people. And I wish the incoming administration success, because I want America to succeed.
But he also warned of an emerging oligarchy, a